This program is paid for by Advocacy United. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Advocacy United or its guests and do not reflect the views of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program is pre-recorded.
Tom Lee Hackey has become part of my morning prayers.
I was a full-time nurse, just lifting up a patient.
A tractor trailer came up behind us, pushed us right through.
Right off the bat, you just felt comfortable. I felt somebody had my back.
And he says, I'm going to do everything that I can do for you.
You guys are amazing. I love you.
Call Pond Lahaki Giordano, highly rated Philadelphia workers' compensation attorneys.
Talk, listen, and speak to the region's most influential leaders. This is the Legends of Labor Special with J. Doc and Krause.
Welcome in, everyone, to this edition of The Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. J-Doc, my friend, we've been waiting a long, long time for the event that we're going to deliver to the listening audience tonight, to the Delaware Valley. What a night it will be from the AFL-CIO.
Absolutely, Joe, and we're ecstatic to be here. We want to thank Philadelphia Council President Danny Bowder for making this night possible. Certainly a great night. We started this initiative a couple years ago. We're going to get into all those things, but it's a great night. It's the celebration to launch the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame, Room of Legends, here at the Philadelphia Council AFL-CIO. So, Joe, been waiting for this night a long time. We have a lot of the inductees in the room, and at the same time, some of their family members. So, great night.
You know, it's a great thing, J-Doc, and we talk about it all the time. We've been doing the Labor Show for 10 years, and we talk about, and for me, the ability to see what labor does and the impact that labor has on the community, on people's lives. And I often say that I think the labor community changes the lives of so many people that they'll never know.
No question about it, Joe. What better time to talk about that than right now? It's a big election coming up, okay? We all saw the debate the other night. We're all feeling pretty good about what's coming up, but labor's right in the middle of that. And Philadelphia is the number one labor region in the country, okay? And we're going to get into all the reasons why, okay? But the individuals in this room have been a part of not only structuring the landscape of Philadelphia, but nationally. So definitely excited about what's going on. And this is where it all happens here at the Philadelphia Council AFL-CIO.
It's the Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. We'll take a short commercial break, and the ceremony, the event, and all of the pomp and circumstance will begin back in a moment.
This is Wendell Young, president of UFCW Local 1776.
We proudly represent nearly 35,000 members who serve their communities at meatpacking and food processing plants, nursing homes, manufacturing plants, grocery stores, our fine wine and good spirits stores, and in the medical cannabis industry, among others. Our members earn fair wages and good benefits. We give workers a voice in their workplace. To learn more about our union, please visit UFCW1776.org.
Here's an important message from the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 542. If you want a better life for you and your family, consider joining their union. Consider this. Local 542 members and their families can earn an associate's degree with no out-of-pocket cost. That's you, your spouse, your children, and your grandchildren can take advantage of this Union Plus free college benefits program. Go to IUOE542.com. Join the union now. Local 542, in memory of longtime business manager Robert Heenan.
We are District Council 21. We're the brothers and sisters building the city of brotherly love. We're bringing the highest standards of training, safety, and quality to every project, from Center City to the Jersey Shore. We're rebuilding the region's infrastructure and giving back to our communities, all while earning industry-leading wages and benefits. We're proud of where we're from and where we're going.
To learn more, go to dc21.org. The Laborers International Union of North America, Local Union 332, is proud to be the title sponsor of the inaugural Legends of Labor Hall of Fame ceremony, honoring the life and career of the legendary Samuel Staten Sr. Mr. Staten is widely regarded as one of the greatest labor leaders in American history. The principles of hard work, honor, and integrity that he embodied continue to define the membership of Laborers Local 332.
This program is paid for by Advocacy United. Today's program is pre-recorded.
And back here on the Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. Very, very special presentation this full 60 minutes. Settle in, get the popcorn, and enjoy. J-Doc, over to you.
So, Joe, we're pre-recording this broadcast, and it's Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. Before we do anything, I'd like to take a quick moment of silence for those individuals who lost their lives and who lost loved ones as part of 9/11. Also, labor was a big part of that recovery effort, our first responders. So if you would, let's take about 15 seconds in memory of those who lost their lives on that fateful day. Amen. So we're going to, get through this fairly quickly. I want to welcome everybody. I want to again thank Dan Batter here at the Philadelphia Council of AFL-CIO for making this happen, and also recognize President Emeritus Pat Iding for also being the inspiration for the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame. If it wasn't for Pat, I know I certainly wouldn't be here. So thanking our leaders. Also want to thank the board members of the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame, who I'll acknowledge right now: Butch Bennett, Brian Edis, Bob Walper, Aaron O'Brien Hoffman, Todd Ferrally, Joe Krause, Brian Doherty, for doing a fantastic job. Tell everybody a little bit about what the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame is all about. And welcome everybody to the dedication of the Room of Legends, the Wall of Legends. Okay, this is where the legacy and the pillars of the Philadelphia labor movement will live forever. It's so important to document who you are so that you remember how you got to where you are. Philadelphia is the number one labor region in America, largely because of our leaders. The individuals in this room and their families present are a major part of that legacy. Inspired by longtime Philadelphia Council AFL-CIO President Pat Iding, the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame launched on October 22, 2022, with the induction of Sam Staton, Senior, initiated by the pro-labor broadcast media, phillylabor.com, and the Philadelphia area union community. The Legends of Labor Hall of Fame has been established to honor and recognize in perpetuity those leaders of labor, past and present, who have made an indelible mark on their union, their community, and the labor movement. In addition, through each honoree's induction ceremony and public broadcast, the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame promotes labor advocacy and leadership in order to better educate the general public and all union members on the principles, foundation, and history of labor and the great labor leaders who have established the standards of the movement in order to inspire and develop the next generation of labor leadership. So at this time, I'd like to bring up Philadelphia Council AFL-CIO President Dan Batter, who's going to say a couple things.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sisters and brothers. It's a really exciting thing to be here, you know, in this room with so many of the inductees and their family members, as well as, have a moment to kind of reflect upon the rich labor history that we have here in this city. And the ways that the labor movement nationally has its roots here in Philadelphia with, you know, the Cordwainers and the Knights of Labor. There's so much rich labor history from, you know, pretty much when America began, started here in this city. Joe mentioned a few times the Room of Legends, and we will have a room. But the room right now is occupied by our 2024 campaign. And so the plan is to start using one of the rooms here as the council as a little bit of a labor history museum, and to start to gather artwork and historical documents, you know, things like that, that we can display permanently year round. For the labor community and the Philadelphia community at large. And you know, that's always been kind of sitting in the back of my head as something, you know, to use that space for, that'd be really productive and impactful. And so when Krause and Joe approached me about having somewhere to enshrine these Legends of Labor's plaques, I thought, well, it's great, because I've been thinking about something very similar for quite some time. And so I'm really excited about what it is that we're doing here, and especially, you know, thinking of the folks who have been inducted in this Hall of Fame already, and just the incredible impact that they've had on our labor movement is just really exciting and also humbling. Joe mentioned we've got an election this year, and I also made reference to that as well. And I just want to, before I conclude, say, you know, one of the things that my mentor, Pat Iding, would say about kind of going the extra mile and, you know, fighting a little bit harder than maybe we had expected, putting in that extra effort, was, I don't want to be the guy who turns the lights out on the labor movement. And thinking about the election that we have in November, and the two very stark the stark difference between the two choices running, you know, as we're considering, you know, who are our Legends of Labor here in Philadelphia, and you know, seeking to honor the contributions of these women and men who've come before us, I can't help but, you know, be both concerned and kind of buoyed because of the work that's happened and gone before us, and the insurmountable odds that people have faced. You know, people like A. Philip Randolph, people like Walter Reuther, and the things that they had to overcome. And you know, it helps kind of center me and ground me, and also gives me that focus to carry on and to push and to make sure that, you know, our labor movement sees another day and sees, you know, more beyond that. And so it's exciting to be able to have this Hall of Fame here in the Labor Council, and to have, you know, the names of these legends, these heroes enshrined here in our office. And I just want to thank you for bringing this to me, giving this opportunity, you know, to be part of it. And I'm just very grateful, and also incredibly grateful to all the wonderful folks who have joined us here today.
Thank you, President Bowder. This is a vision that we've had for several years, and you've made it come true. Right now, I'm going to call up City Councilman and a great friend, Jimmy Harity, to present a citation for the Room of Legends and the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Giuseppe. Joe just said, I'm Councilman Jim Harity. I'm an at-large councilman, and I am the proud chairman of the Labor and Civil Service Committee for City Council of Philadelphia. I'm going to get right into this and read the citation. Honoring the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame, Room of Legends at the Philadelphia Council of AFL-CIO. The Council of the City of Philadelphia is honored to recognize the establishment of the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame, Room of Legends at the Philadelphia Council, AFL-CIO. A testament to the unwavering dedication and contributions of labor leaders past and present, this esteemed Hall of Fame has been initiated by the pro-labor broadcast media and the Philadelphia area union community to ensure that the legacy of these leaders are honored in perpetuity. Whereas the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame serves not only as a tribute to those who have made significant impacts on their unions, communities, and the broader labor movement, but also as a vital educational resource that promotes labor advocacy and leadership. Through this initiative, the principles, foundation, and the history of labor are preserved and shared, inspiring current and future generations to continue their fight for workers' rights. Whereas the Room of Legends at the Philadelphia Council of AFL-CIO stands as the official home of the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame, symbolizing the collective recognition and respect of the Philadelphia area union community and pro-labor broadcast media for the leaders who have shaped the labor movement. This space commemorates their achievements and serves as a beacon for ongoing education and leadership development within the labor community. Therefore, by virtue of this citation, the City Council of Philadelphia proudly celebrates the establishment of the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame, Room of Legends at the Philadelphia Council of AFL-CIO, honoring the indelible contributions of labor leaders and promoting the continued advancement of the labor movement in Philadelphia and beyond.
Thank you, Councilman Harrity.
Local 592 represents the Cement Masons and Plasterers Union, and they are responsible for all major concrete work done in eastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and northern Maryland dating back to 1916. Local 592 is committed to producing highly qualified and professional masons, and their apprentice program is where it all begins for the next generation of those who will represent the legacy of this hardworking union. Bridges, skyscrapers, sports stadiums, and sidewalks have been built by the members of Local 592. Union proud, Mark Wildsmith, President.
AFSCME District Council 47, along with their 6,500 plus members, continue to support and influence union unity while providing a platform to influence the landscape of those in charge of this great city. District Council 47 represents City of Philadelphia professional, technical, and administrative employees, as well as supervisors. Stand up for the union spirit, providing fairness to the working members of DC 47. In solidarity, AFSCME District Council 47.
Plumbers Local 690 proudly promotes, supports, and endorses the belief plumbers protect the health of the nation. The highly skilled workers of Plumbers Local 690 specialize in commercial and residential work. Plumbers Local 690 workers work on stadium projects and the largest corporate projects and your residential property. Plumbers Local 690, George P. Graham, Business Manager. God bless America.
First chartered in 1903, Steamfitters Local 420 has been constructing and installing mechanical systems throughout the Delaware Valley for over a century. United by excellence, this local is proud to have worked on projects such as the Sun Oil Refineries, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and the stadiums for all our Philly teams. From helmets to hard hats, Local 420 represents the history of Philadelphia. Steamfitters Local 420, Jim Snell, Business Manager.
This program is paid for by Advocacy United. Today's program is pre-recorded.
So as we continue, I'd like to bring Joe Krause up here, who is going to read the names of the current Hall of Fame honorees, inductees. And then we're going to, after we finish, and we're going to take a look at the website, but and then we're going to display the plaques.
Thank you, J-Doc. What an honor it is to announce the inductees who are part of the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame. Inducted October 22nd, 2022, Samuel Staten Sr., Laborers Local 332. Inducted November 29th, 2022, Wendell Young III, UFCW 1776. Inducted March 11th, 2023, Pat Gillespie Sr., Philadelphia Building and Construction Trades Council. Inducted June 6th, 2023, Sam Pond, the law firm of Pond Lahaki. Inducted November 14th, 2023, Joe Ashdale, DC 21, International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. Inducted February 2nd, 2024, Robert T. Heenan, International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 542. Inducted February 3rd, 2024. Nate Sabir, Laborers Local 332. Inducted February 3rd, 2024. Buddy Osborne, Roofers Local 30, Rock Ministries of Philadelphia, Chaplain, Philadelphia Building Trades Council. Inducted March 20th, 2024. Mike Farah, Cement Masons Local 592. Inducted May 29th, 2024. Kathy Black, AFSCME, DC 47. Inducted June 6th, 2024. Ed Keenan, Plumbers Local 690.
Thank you, Joe. Now, when we read the list out of the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame, and we see those honorees, it grounds us in understanding where we came from and why Philadelphia is the number one union region in the country. Having said that, part of what we do in our legacy, and because this is where the legacy is going to live, is we continue this tradition every year. We've got a fantastic board that is going to, you know, continue this as we celebrate our leaders, not only past, but like Joe said, present. Okay, so I'm going to read the inductees for this year, the class of 24-25. Wayne Miller, Sprinkler Fitters, Local 692. Jerry Lee Hockey, Palma Hockey, Friends of Labor Honors. Henry Nicholas, District 1199C. Tom Cronin, AFSCME DC 47. Jimmy Williams, DC 21, International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. Joe Dougherty, Ironworkers Local 401. That wasn't my nomination, by the way. James Harper, Laborers Local 413. John Kane, Plumbers Local 690. Pete Matthews, AFSCME DC 33. Laurel Brennan, Workers United, South Jersey District Council, New Jersey AFL-CIO. Lynn Fox, Workers United. Ed Coryell, Carpenters District Council. So what will happen this year with those great leaders is, and the reason why we do this one at a time, is because we're trying, we utilize the platform and our media platform of a talk radio so that we can educate the public. Okay, we don't do one banquet, even though you could do 500 people. Those 500 people are going to leave, they'll have a nice ad book, but we run the broadcasts throughout the year. Okay, one of the really cool things, we're going to take a walk out into the wall, okay, and you're going to see all the plaques. There's 11 of them. The new inductees, they'll all have a ceremony, okay, and they're incredible ceremonies, okay. But when you look at the plaque, you're going to see a little, what's it, a QR code, is that what that is? So you can actually look, when you can take a picture of that, and that QR code, you'll be able to go to the broadcast and listen to that broadcast of the induction, okay? So it's such a really cool thing, so that when Dan here at the AFL-CIO does the labor classes, they'll be able to go and listen to everybody's broadcast. We're also, tonight is the launch of the website. Now, that's the homepage of the website. Okay, and I'll walk through it, but everybody will get the URL. Everybody's got their own page with their bio information, also the broadcast of the induction. And it's such a cool thing, because what ends up happening is the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame is going to live right here at the Philadelphia Council AFL-CIO, right where it should. Okay, and it lasts in perpetuity. I grew up in a union household, okay? A lot of the members here, I grew up knowing as either family members or household names. Joe Ashdale, Mike Farah, Sam Staten Sr., okay? I got to know Kathy Black, Buddy Osborne, okay? And a lot of our leaders, of course, Big Ed Keenan, okay? Bob Heenan, all right, since my dad was a building tradesman, Wendell Young. I'm so proud of this opportunity for us to celebrate in perpetuity our leaders, because I don't think there's any doubt that one of the most important responsibilities we have as a labor movement is not only to be successful today, but to train our next generation of labor leaders and inspire them, and to also educate our young people, our young union members, so that they understand that they weren't born on third base. Okay? And so I'm so proud to be here. But this is why we do it. We do the broadcast because we want to share and educate the public on what we do. We have a Friends of Labor initiative, okay? The Friends of Labor initiative it's not just because they're a good vendor. They're dedicated and passionate, okay, about labor. The new categories that our board of directors and Aaron Hoffman's here today as part of our board, and Butch Bennett was here. A number of our board members are on vacation and around, and there's some big events tonight, okay? A lot going on with the arena in Chinatown. But the point is we're going to be celebrating our political friends, okay? And the one thing I do want to say about, you know, our Friends of Labor initiative, we're also going to be celebrating our employers and our contractors, because we wouldn't be here without them, okay? And those that have dedicated their businesses to being union when they could easily go double-breasted or do it, on the other side, okay? And there's all kinds of money they could do. They understand they understand the power of union and the quality workforce and the education. So our Friends of Labor initiative is a massive thing that's going to be part of this Legends of Labor Hall of Fame. So before we leave, I'm going to take it, we're going to mess around a little bit with the website. Everybody can go to their page and see your bio and see where you can listen to the broadcast. If there's any, I do want to say one thing, Pat Gillespie, okay? Arlene Gillespie couldn't be here tonight, okay? And Big Ed Keenan was unable to be here. Thank God Jen's here. And so I'm so happy, that she's going to be able to access. She told me she listens to the broadcast all the time. She wants me to change his picture, by the way. He's got a better picture, but really cool stuff. I want people to be able to come to the AFL-CIO. I want the labor leaders in the room to see who is up on that wall, okay? And when you read the bios, when you read Joe Ashdale, when you read Mike Farah, when you read Big Ed Keenan, when you read Sam Staten Sr., when you go through everybody, okay, I got to tell you something, and Kathy Black, okay? Read that bio, all right? We aren't messing around here. Wendell Young, the third, okay? You read those bios, okay? Buddy Osborne, and you see what Legends of Labor is all about, okay? And so it's such an honor for me to be here and for us to do this. So we'll check out the website, but I'd like, and Joe, I know we're going to go to break. In the meantime, let's unveil the plaques on the wall out there and give everybody the opportunity to see what's going on. And take a look at the upper left-hand corner on that plaque, because you can actually listen to the broadcast of that inductee when you do it.
We'll do that in just a moment. We'll pause for a commercial break. This is The Labor Show with J. Doc and Krause, and you're listening to a very, very special Legends of Labor Hall of Fame special. Back in a moment. Chapman Ford on the Boulevard is proud to sponsor this Labor Radio special and also proudly supports our entire union community, and they've been doing it for nearly 40 years. If you're a member of a union in the Delaware Valley, contact Jim Stevenson at Chapman Ford on the Boulevard for all of your automotive needs, and work directly with Jim, who advocates for our union members. Get to know Jim Stevenson at Chapman Ford on the Boulevard, and get to Chapman Ford on the Boulevard and find out what Jim Stevenson can do for you. Chapman Ford on the Boulevard, a proud sponsor of this Labor Radio special and a proud supporter of our union community.
The great city of Philadelphia and its incredible skyline are being built in part by the sheet metal workers, Local Union 19. And did you know schools, libraries, and other public buildings you visit were built with help from the sheet metal workers? Support the labor movement in Pennsylvania and hire a member of the sheet metal workers, Local Union 19. Their history dates back to the 1800s, serving 23 counties in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Sheet metal workers, Local Union 19, Brian Bush, business manager. Visit them on the web at smwlu19.org.
Sprinkler Fitters Local 692 represents a storied history and heritage of steam fitters, plumbers, and gas fitters dating back to the late 1800s and continues today to thrive into the 21st century. Local 692 is a highly trained group of skilled individuals. Local 692 represents the Philadelphia building trades and provides excellence completing the job on time under budget. Local 692, a proud member of the Philadelphia Union community. Wayne Miller, business manager.
Ironworkers Local 401 members are highly skilled. Ironworkers Local 401 members are highly trained. Ironworkers Local 401 members execute jobs that require structural steel, concrete structures, towers, and the highest part of a building you can see that is currently under construction. Ironworkers Local 401, a proud member of the Philadelphia Building Trades. Say thanks to a member of Ironworkers Local 401. Elevator Constructors Local 5, led by business manager Joe Williams, is pleased and proud to sponsor the very first Legends of Labor Hall of Fame broadcast, honoring the late labor icon Samuel Staten Sr. Philadelphia is considered to be one of America's greatest union towns because of the visionary, fearless leadership of men like Sam Staten Sr. The members of Elevator Constructors Local 5 continue to be uplifted by the enduring legacy of Mr. Staten.
And one segment to go, J-Doc, on this very special Legends of Labor Hall of Fame event down at the AFL-CIO. Great stuff tonight that ended with the unveiling of the plaques on the wall, and what fitting way to end this broadcast with a very special guest who will join us for the remaining segment.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. What a fantastic night. I'm ecstatic to have Wendell Young IV on the broadcast and celebrating all of our inductees, but also Wendell Young III, who was inducted November 29th, 2022, one of our first two inductees. And when I was talking about when you go to the website at legendsoflabor.com and you go on your father's bio, okay, that's what a legend of labor is right there. It's so impressive, and it's our blocks of granite. Wendell, if you will, talk about that as part of our legacy and your legacy, and that's the standard we set our sights for.
Well, first of all, thank you for doing this. It's not just about my dad. It's all these people you've been talking about tonight. I'm sitting here looking at them up on the wall, and what a wonderful way to honor their legacy, the hard work. Some of them aren't with us anymore, at least not here on Earth, but their work has benefited everybody today here in the labor movement in the Philadelphia area. And they're all unique in their own way. They all had different approaches. My dad used to say there's often more than one right answer. And they were all strong. And I'm talking about those, you know, when I came into the labor movement as a kid, we're already here and well-established and iconic figures. You know, they're all strong-headed about their position, but they were all right because they were all rowing in the same direction on behalf of the workers in this region in Philadelphia and in all different trades. And, you know, I was very fortunate to be able to spend so much time with my dad. Because I worked with him, I got to know him really well. As he used to say, warts and all. and I learned a lot from him. And I really value that and appreciate it. And what you're doing here for members of a lot of different unions and organizations that are here to help workers is to make sure that they're not forgotten, all of them. They've all contributed in so many important ways. So I want to thank you for that. That's important. You know, with time and attrition, there's a lot of people in the labor movement today that maybe haven't met any or most of these people. But because of your efforts, they're going to be able to learn a little bit about them, keep them in their memories, and remember what they fought for. And no better time than now, because I think last night's debate really underscores what's at stake here. You know, we have the Janus decision because of Donald Trump and the Dobbs decision that affects so many people in terms of their rights and what to do with their bodies and their health care. And there's so much more Trump wanted to get done, but the people around him, despite working for him, put up guardrails to protect the rest of us. He's not going to put people in this time if he wins that's going to establish guardrails. And we're going to lose the right to collectively bargain, to organize. Workers are going to lose rights. You know, you don't have to take my word for it. And we don't need any better evidence than Trump himself less than a month ago in a radio or podcast, whatever you want to call it, with Elon Musk, where he applauded and got giddy. Go back and listen to it. Trump got giddy about Elon Musk's approach to being tough with workers and stamping down workers' rights to collectively bargain and firing them for exercising those rights, and bragged about he liked guys like him and liked them because they're just like him.
Well, what's interesting about it is that's why we're so that the labor show is all about the education of our workforce and how our politics, that, you know, the saying, if you're not, you don't have a seat at the table, you're on the menu. Okay. Your father, when you look at, by the way, his bio, okay, talk about he, you know, working with the president of the United States on a ton of issues. Okay. And one of the things we like to talk about a lot, and you and I have talked about and Krause on the shows, is how educating yourself as a union member on your union's, you know, policies, on your union's, you know, endorsements. Okay. And those political leaders who impact you. Okay, and understanding that you're voting against yourself if you don't educate yourself. So it's so important, this conversation that you're having right now, because, you know, I had a father who was a labor leader as well, and I spent a lot of time in that day room, you know, at waiting for work when work wasn't good. Okay, and whoever was in the White House, okay, had something to do with that at times when we were bone yep. dry. So understanding and educating our people to understand that they need to be knowledgeable about you know, why they're, who they're voting for, their union's agenda, and what impacts their livelihoods.
And there's a lot to be learned from the past and the role all of these individuals that you're honoring and inducting
Absolutely.
Have played, and we'll be better prepared for whatever happens in the future if we learn about and remember the lessons of what they went through in the earlier days of labor.
Wendell, I know, you know, it's only been a short period, but we want to thank you. We love having you on the broadcast. You really represent such a big part of labor in the Delaware, throughout the Delaware Valley and nationally, and I appreciate it. And like my grandmother said, you didn't lick it from the bricks.
Well, listen, thank you for inviting me tonight, and thanks for everything you're doing for the labor movement.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
J-Doc, before I close the show out, give the website one more time.
www.legendsoflabor.com. I want to thank my brother, Brian Dougherty, who's one of our board members, but for really helping us out, really putting this thing together tonight with the a lot of the things that we did. Of course, Nick, and again, Dan Batter at the Philadelphia Council, AFL-CIO, and everybody for being here. Sam Pond could not make it tonight, and a number of our individuals could not make it. I want to shout out to Arlene Gillespie, who was unable to be here. But that they're here in spirit, number one, representing, of course, Nate Sabir, Ryan Boyer, and a lot of our labor leaders. There's a lot going on in the city, but they all sent their best. Their legacy is looking right at us right now, and I couldn't be more proud to be a part of it.
That's going to do it for this edition of The Labor Show with J-Doc and Krause. A very, very special night on this, the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame, Wall of Fame induction at the Philadelphia AFL-CIO. And as we bring this incredible night to a close, J-Doc, I thought we'd spend the last 8 to 10 minutes just
talking, giving you an opportunity to share the website, talk a little bit about some of the inductees that were with us at the Wall of Fame presentation. What an event it was. I really want to drill home the website and drive people to the website.
Absolutely, Joe. And the website is www.legendsoflabor.com. And you're right. What a fantastic night it was. It was great to see everybody. When you get to the website, okay, you get the opportunity to learn about the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame, okay? There is our links to the inductees, okay, to the induction broadcasts, okay? Because each one of the, for our listeners that may not know, each one of the inductees was inducted on at a separate ceremony, okay, and has a different a separate broadcast. And like we said during the event, we do that so we can educate the general public and also celebrate the individual, not as part of a massive group, but as part of an induction ceremony and an individual broadcast that showcases who they were. Okay, because otherwise you got 5 minutes to do it in front of an audience of 500. So we take our platform of talk radio and we dedicate a full hour, if not more, as we know, if you count the introduction and all, to the inductee. Okay, and so it's very cool. So you get to the website, you can click on the inductees link and you'll see the bios of all the inductees. Okay, you click on their name and their photo, and it goes right to the bio page. And again, the broadcasts. It's so cool, and you'll understand what our Legends of Labor is all about. The dedicated, really, really amazing people that we've inducted. And when you look at it, Joe, and you asked about the individuals that were there tonight. Well, so labor has a rich history. And unfortunately, a number of people have been inducted posthumously. But thankfully, and by the way, this is a culmination of the first 2 years of our inductions. This celebration, we're going into the third year of the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame. So we're going to continue this big event once a year, but we're going to also continue the individual inductions. Having said that, Let me kind of go through the people, that were there and the families. And I want to give shout outs. First, I want to start off with Arlene Gillespie, who could not make it on behalf of her husband, Pat Gillespie, longtime legendary business manager at Philadelphia Building Trades, who we inducted posthumously. And so what a fantastic woman she is. Her broadcast is up on the website and certainly so much when you look at Pat Gillespie and the impact he's made. So I wanted to give her a shout out. The family of Sam Staten Sr., Malik Staten was there tonight, okay, and other members of Local 332 celebrating Sam Staten Sr., who was our inaugural inductee.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that first event, J-Doc. All of the events, one cool thing, I didn't mean to cut you off in mid-sentence there, but as you were talking about it, the one great thing about, or the one incredible memory for me, was all of the ceremonies that we've done in this first two period, in this first two-year period. Each one of those ceremonies had their own individual characteristics, and they were all incredible nights. They really were incredible.
Well, if you remember at Sam Staten Sr.'s induction, it was the inaugural induction, okay, and I believe Josh Shapiro was there, okay, our future, now current governor, and of course, just such a great mix of people. It was amazing. We'll never forget that. That was our inaugural induction. The induction of Wendell Young III, okay? And whatever you do, people, go and read their bios and listen to what they were all about when you listen to the podcast. But tonight, Wendell Young III, obviously we inducted him posthumously on November 29th. Sam Staten's was 10/22/22. Inducted 11/29/22 was Wendell Young III. Tonight, representing his father, is current UFCW 1776 President Wendell Young IV, who was dynamic, who just joined us on the broadcast. I said, Pat Gillespie, March 11th, 2023. Sam Pond was unable to make it. He's out of the country. He's our first Friends of Labor inductee. What a dedicated person when it comes to not only injured workers and Social Security disability victims, individuals that really need those benefits, but also a champion of labor. He was inducted June 6th, 2023. Joe Ashdale was there tonight, longtime business manager of DC 21. Joe was inducted on November 14th, 2023. Joe is an incredible guy and really the epitome of what a leader is, okay? And his story is incredible. Robert T. Heenan, operating engineers, Local 542. Bobby was a member of that union for like 70 years, okay? And the labor leader for 40. That, I'll never forget that event. It was at the union hall right before the union meeting on February 2nd.
Yeah, it was a great night.
It was. And then the very next day, Nate Sabir, okay, who was the father, posthumously, we inducted Robert Keenan and Nate Sabir, who was a dynamic, very community-based individual, and the father of Ryan Boyer, who's the secretary treasurer of Labor's Local 332, and the right-hand person of Sam Staten Sr. And so that was dynamic. And what was incredible about, when you think of Nate Sabir's induction, you automatically think of Buddy Osborne's, because it was the one event that we did. Buddy was present tonight, okay? And Buddy was our Friends of Labor honoree, and both of those individuals were inducted on the same day, on February 3rd, 2024. And then rounding it down, Mike Farah, okay, Mike was there tonight, March 20, 2024, he was inducted, okay? And he was the business manager at Cement Masons Local 592. Incredible guy. Was so happy he could be there tonight to really celebrate the moment. And of course, Cassie Black. Okay. Cassie was there tonight. I'm so happy that she could be there. Our first woman, Legends of Labor Hall of Famer. Okay. Director, Occupational Health and Safety at AFSCME District Council 47. I mean, when you think about Cassie Black, okay, Coalition of Labor Union Women. What a dynamic leader. Go to her bio page. Just incredible. And then, so I was happy she could make it. And of course, tonight, Jennifer Keenan Keel, she made it on behalf of her father. Okay, Big Ed Keenan, Plumbers Local 690. One of the most dynamic labor leaders in the history of the movement. And we remember his induction at Plumbers Local 690. Okay, what a night that was. Just an incredible. And by the way, I can't say any of these things without mentioning Pat Iding, who was the inspiration and by the way, was at a lot of these inductions and was a part of inducting all of these individuals, longtime Philadelphia Council AFL-CIO President Pat Iding, okay, who inspired the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame, and of course, has already been voted in. We're just waiting to get a date to do his ceremony. And of course, Danny Bowder, can't say enough about Danny, who was the current president of the Philadelphia Council AFL-CIO. Pat Iding is now the president emeritus, but Danny made tonight possible. Everybody got the chance to listen to Danny talk about not only his vision for an educational center here at the Philadelphia Council AFL-CIO, but also giving it the Hall of Fame a home. And, of course, he talked about the upcoming election and all that. So just an incredible, incredible night, Joe. So proud to be. By the way, shout out to you. Okay, shout out to Nick, who did a great job. And, of course, my brother Brian Dougherty, who also did a great job. And to all of our Legends of Labor Hall of Fame board members, who I can't say enough about, who do a phenomenal job when it comes to, nominating, electing, and really and making sure our standards are incredibly high.
Well, I would say, I'll say this, J-Doc, for the and people who are listening to the post show of the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame, Wall of Fame induction ceremony at the Philadelphia AFL-CIO offices. What an event it was. You just provided for everyone the fastest 9 minutes and 45 second recap in radio. So great job. You covered everything. We only have about 45 seconds left before I've got to sign off. Give that website address one more time for the benefit of the listening audience.
Absolutely, Joe. www.legendsoflabor.com. Go to the website. If you're union members, listen, we do this. This is, yes, honor those legendary leaders who have made such an indelible impact on the labor community, their union, and the community, you know, as a whole, but also to educate our young labor leaders and the future labor leaders, okay, and labor union members to talk about what labor's all about. So just fantastic.
As we end the post show from the great event tonight, one more time before we fade the night away, we'll listen to the announcements of the inductions of the Legends of Labor Hall of Fame. Those winners being honored tonight and now going up on the Wall of Fame at the Philadelphia AFL-CIO. See you next time, everybody.
Inducted October 22nd, 2022, Samuel Staten Sr., Laborers Local 332. Inducted November 29th, 2022, Wendell Young III, UFCW 1776. Inducted March 11th, 2023, Pat Gillespie, Sr., Philadelphia Building and Construction Trades Council. Inducted June 6th, 2023, Sam Pond, the law firm of Pond Lahaki. Inducted November 14th, 2023, Joe Ashdale, DC 21, International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. Inducted February 2nd, 2024, Robert T. Heenan, International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 542. Inducted February 3rd, 2024, Nate Sabir, Laborers Local 332. Inducted February 3rd, 2024, Buddy Osborne, Roofers Local 30, Rock Ministries of Philadelphia, Chaplain, Philadelphia Building Trades Council. Inducted March 20th, 2024, Mike Farah, Cement Masons Local 592. Inducted May 29th, 2024, Kathy Black, AFSCME, DC 47. Inducted June 6th, 2024, Ed Keenan, Plumbers Local 690.
Pond Lahaki has become part of our morning prayers.
I was a full-time nurse, just lifting up a patient.
A tractor trailer came up behind us, pushed us right through.
Right off the bat, you just felt comfortable. I felt somebody had my back.
And he says, I'm going to do everything that I can do for you.
You guys are amazing. I love you.
Call Pond Lahaki Giordano, highly rated Philadelphia workers' compensation attorneys.
This program is paid for by Advocacy United. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Advocacy United or its guests and do not reflect the views of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program is pre-recorded.